Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
To catch a cheater. How did you find out that your partner was cheating on you? There's this woman in Australia. She hired a private investigator to help her figure out if her husband was cheating on her.
Did I tell you that my neighbor is a private investigator, by the way?
Really?
Just found this out recently. Anyways.
To help people find cheaters?
That's what he does.
It's amazing,
all
right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Right?
So she was trying to figure out how she could help this woman figure out if her husband was cheating. And the woman was pretty certain he was.
Yeah.
Here's what she said.
So what I said to her was, got any joint like rewards accounts, like everyday rewards, flybys, that kind of thing? And they had flybys.
So flybys in Australia is a loyalty program where you sign up and then you go to places like Coles or the grocery store and it automatically gives you discounts.
So purchases that you're making all the time all over the place.
Right. It's like one loyalty rewards card for a bunch of different places.
Good way to track somebody too as far as location
because,
goes.
Yeah, you don't even think about it. So that's exactly what happened.
Really?
She said, pull up the flybys account. They went to the different accounts under each names because they're hooked up because they're married.
We opened that app up, and right there, all the transactions, Coles came up with the suburb in which you shopped, which just happened to be the suburb where his ex-girlfriend lives.
He was lying about where he was. He was with the ex-girlfriend the whole time, and the loyalty rewards program gave him up on the location where he was buying things.
Coles cash is really great,
yeah.
Right? Like, you want to get that Coles cash. I mean, seriously, right? There was that Fitbit murder, too. These little tracking devices are built into basically everything you're doing nowadays. So
it's true.
I mean, the only way that you're going to be safe is to not have secrets.
Well, how did you get caught cheating? There's just a study that said most men cheat during the lunch hour.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nathan, what happened?
Senior year in high school, and my ex-girlfriend wanted to meet up with me for whatever reason. And when she came by the house, she told me that my current girlfriend and her current boyfriend were cheating on us with each other. And so that was like, okay. And I'm pretty sure that she came over so this way, in a weird way, we could retaliate against them.
Of course.
I mean, on them,
it's high
them,
school.
And so,
Everybody knows that.
There was this whole thing. I actually didn't do it. I was actually so distraught and really upset that I told her to leave so I can actually call up, you know, my girlfriend and really confirm if that was the case. But
cry. Right.
That's some serious high school stuff right there.
Yeah, no, that's like straight. I mean, we know all that stuff from every high school drama show that we've seen, my friend. Of course she was there to rekindle. All right. Of course, she was there to bring you the secret, right? A lot of other people would have just been like, well, you know, they got to figure it out on their own. No, she came here to bring it right to your face.
Yep.
Then you called your girlfriend and you were like, don't this is not true. That's traumatic. I'm sorry that happened to you. Very traumatic.
Yeah.
High school breakups, when you find out you've been cheated on in high school, I think are one of the most painful.
Unbelievably devastating.
Yes.
They will shape your relationships for a long time, unless you do some personal work. Like, if it goes bad, because you don't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, you know, you just have to suffer through and you're made to come up with your own idea of what the right response is. And a lot of times that ain't going to be good.
Like, poor Ben. Ben from high school that kissed the other cheerleader from the other high school and cheated on me and then told me while I was at my cheerleading practice. How many times have I called him out on the air on that?
Yeah, you know what, though?
It's 25 years later.
Yeah, we don't feel bad for that guy.
No!
Though. He cheated.
He's a lovely man with a lovely family, but he has to pay for that for the rest of his life.
That's right. Lie in the bed you made when you were 14 and a half.
He's probably 16 at that time. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're a cheater. How did you catch your significant other cheating? 1-800-330-9999. A private investigator said that a woman hired her, figured out that her husband was cheating because she looked at their loyalty rewards points at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And when he said he was at his family's house, he was really in the neighborhood. They could see where he was shopping. And it was his ex-girlfriend's neighborhood.
Triangulated his location there. I mean, you would do that if you thought somebody was getting rid of a body. You'll also do that if you think that somebody else is snuggling up next to another body.
Joe, what happened? How did you catch a cheater?
So I got a great high school cheating story. I actually, believe it or not, found out in a dream. So I'm kind of superstitious. I don't know if you guys are, but totally found out in a dream. I thought she was cheating on me. We were, out, and she was with the guy in my dream that I was, dreaming about in reality. So I called it from a mile away, and I confronted her, and she was beyond shocked. So I give this one up to the people looking down on me.
Wait a minute.
that was a good one. Dodged a bullet.
Wait a minute.
What?
So you had a dream about your girlfriend cheating on you, being out running around town with this other dude. You confront her, and she's like, oh my God, I have been out running around with this other dude.
You should be a psychic.
Is that what happened? Are we getting that right?
That's exactly what happened. I was actually out on a trip, and then I had the dream, and I was like, oh, there's no way. We were together for 2.5 years. And then she said, yep, and that was what it was. And she was completely, dumbfounded by that.
One time I had a dream that my husband kissed another girl and I didn't talk to him for 2 weeks. It wasn't true because it was a celebrity, so there was no way.
I've been mad at my wife for the past week now because I've had a dream twice with a dude with fantastic hair who's like 25 years old and laughing at all her jokes at a couple parties we're at this dream. I'm pretty sure he's a cast member of that show, though, where like they surf like off the... I don't know. Whatever.
No, she's cheating on you, definitely. Oh, you dreamt it. That's what happened.
Dang it.
Yeah, he's probably hot.
Can't believe you called and exposed this.
Joe, that's wild.
Joe, what do you think? Is my wife cheating?
Yes or no?
No, but I do know who that handsome guy is. It's probably me.
Oh, get out of here.
Joe said I made out with your wife.
I think it's that Chase dude or whatever that's with Kelsey Ballerini. I don't know. I don't know why it's
No him. Idea what you're talking about.
All right, Ethan, make me feel better about myself because I just found out my wife is seeing a Hollywood star. What's your cheating story?
That's hilarious. So my girlfriend had an iPhone, of course, and the iPhone is linked to the iPad, and she never turned off messages in the iPad. And she went to work. My phone died, so I get on the iPad, going through the iPad, and I see all these messages. Sure enough, boom, 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 one thing led to another. She was cheating.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The technology thing, because it's so advanced and most people don't understand how everything works across the network. One of my friends, sadly enough, she was cheating on her husband. That's how we caught her. He just went to the location device, saw where she was, and showed up to that place. She had no idea that he could track her on the phone.
I'm better off without her.
Of course you are. Yes.
Right. No matter who is to blame or how it starts, in a situation like that, when you're, outright lying to each other, of course you're better off. By the way, the guy's name is Chase Stokes from Outer Banks. Chase Stokes, I'm after you. Stay away from my wife.
Mm-hmm. To catch a cheater, how did you do it? A private investigator went viral because she had a client that hired her to figure out if her husband was cheating. And you know how they figured it out? The loyalty rewards points at the grocery store. They had one of those shared cards. He said he was at his family's house. Mm. They were able to track where he used it at the grocery store, and it was not. It was his ex-girlfriend's neighborhood.
My neighbor, one of my neighbors, is a private investigator. He throws trackers on cars, all sorts of stuff. He won't tell me a lot about what he does, but sometimes he posts some videos and different things, and the reviews on his website, insane.
When you hear the stories about how people get caught cheating, it's always crazy, right?
Yeah.
Mia, how about you? How did you catch your significant other cheating?
Actually, he really wasn't my significant other. He might have considered us that, but I was really just taking one for the team for my friend because she was hanging out with some guy and he had a friend. And so I would just hang out with them as well. And one random night, this woman called me and she was just telling me all this stuff about him. And oh, by the way, he was married. This woman was his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, I am so sorry. I promise you, I do not even want this man. I'm not even attracted to him.
You think that makes it better? Like,
I did not even know. Like, I had no idea he was even, like, married. Like, he never wore a ring or never. He didn't even carry himself that way.
I mean, honestly, it's not her fault. No, of course not.
Well, I mean, if you're unaware, then that's fine, right?
Yes.
Is there anything weirder, though, when you're not into somebody and you break it off and they're so nonchalant that clearly they were not into you either and you're just kind of like, what were we doing? This is not that situation, but it just reminds me of that situation.
Well, the relationships of convenience, that's, I think, certainly a thing. I think a lot of elderly people have relationships of convenience.
Is that right?
They just don't want to be alone. You don't want to be lonely. So you just want a partner to do things with. So wait, what happened when you confronted him? Or did you just never talk to him again?
I just never talked to him again. He was kind of weird, to be honest.
Oh, right. So, yeah. And the truth
is, he was married.
I didn't like him.
Right. You, didn't, yeah. like, you just like backed me out of this situation. How did I even get into this situation? I like just get out. I don't blame you. I would have ghosted everybody involved in that.
His energy was weird when you were out at dinner because he missed pickup line, left his kids standing on the corner at the bus stop. Oh, my gosh.
Charlie, how did you catch your significant other cheating?
In high school, I was in one of those JROTC programs. Where I met my girlfriend, and we were doing this camping trip, and one of the days her ex came up to me and told me that they hooked up while we were there.
Oh,
that's so sad. You were there.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah. My friends were telling me, like, oh, they're trying to comfort me, and I was kind of in shock, and then I was just like, you know what? Screw you. I don't need that. And we ended up being on and off again 3 times, which I'm not proud to say, but you know, that ended, and I met my wife in college. So,
I'll end it. It never ends when you get back together. You really roll on those dice.
Oh, it never ends well.
Not in high school,
right?
It's a little petty, but I did look her up on Facebook, and they have a kid, but they're no longer together. And I know it sounds mean, but I'm just like, good, no happy ending for you.
Oh, gosh. Come on, man. It's a wake of destruction. What about that child?
Time out. She married the guy from high school that
she cheated on you with.
Yes. I know this because there's still pictures of them with the kid. She took his last name.
I mean, not for nothing, that kind of validates them cheating. I mean, if they got married.
Yeah, then it doesn't count. Then you were the one that was wrong.
Right. Like, even though you were the designated boyfriend at the time, you were clearly the interloper, I guess. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.